What's good? Welcome to the Pure Slap Show, episode one. I go by the name of Signs.
What's up? It's Rod.
The Goer. And today we're going to talk about albums that first got us into hip-hop. We're going to talk about some of the albums that just came out. We're going to talk about some albums we're looking forward to. And then we're going to play a little game called Who Put You On. So we'll hop straight into it. So, Rod, what were some of the albums that first got you introduced to hip-hop and the rap game?
Yeah, one of the first albums I heard and I started listening to that put me on rap was Too Short, that cassette. And like I said, it was the second album. It was called Players. Dropped in 87, but Pop still had it in his truck. Had a cassette player, side A and side B.
Okay. Taking it back to the cassette tapes, huh?
Yes, sir. What about you? What put you on?
Oh, you know, being the youngest of four kids, got three older brothers, so really I just grew up on whatever they was listening to. And, you know, back then it was some of that Dr. Dre, that Chronic 2001. That one played heavy. I know I had to buy that album at least three times because wasn't no streaming back then. You lost the CD, you got to buy that shit all over again.
Yes, sir, I heard that.
I had that one. They was slapping a lot of that Twista Adrenaline Rush CD. Twista is still one of my favorite artists to this day.
And Twista be spitting.
Man, dude. Going in. And then some Sacramento rap. So a lot of that X-rated, that album Unforgiven, you know, they was always on that, playing that Mortal Kombat and that Macaframalama. Those ones was really going in. And then aside from that, it's a lot of that, you know, mostly West Coast, but, you know, it switched up every now and then.
Yeah. Speaking of switching up, you know what I mean? I started listening to Fabulous, too. Fabulous started putting me on, like, you know, like the bars and punchlines kind of rap.
Man, bars. Real bars.
For real. He'd be gassing.
What was the Fabulous album that first put you on him?
It was really mixtapes like the There Is No Competition. You feel me? The Soul Tape.
Okay.
And he got the Summertime Shootouts. You know what I'm saying? Really, his mixtapes is where he'd be gassing. Then he had this one, the Friday Night Freestyles in 2015, where he was rapping over some beats. He had two mob deep beats that he rapped over, Quiet Storm and Shook Ones. Gassed them.
Yeah, them was some slaps right there for sure.
Yeah.
I was definitely slapping Fabulous back in the day too. I had that Ghetto Fabulous album.
Oh, okay.
A couple classic slaps on there. Youngin', Keeping It Gangsta.
Yeah.
One Day.
Man, Keeping It Gangsta remind me of Midnight Club back in the day. Slapping that.
Some real PlayStation right there.
Yeah, man. Throwback.
And Can't Deny It. R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
R.I.P.
Yeah, now Fabulous been coming with it, the longevity for sure. He definitely stayed relevant through all these years and kept coming with the bars, never lost it.
Yeah, consistent for sure. For sure. Yeah, like I said, he had like the punchlines and bars, and Too Short came with it, giving you knowledge and game.
Giving all the game.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, between Too Short and E-40, you definitely learned a lot.
For real. Talking that talk.
Sometimes I don't realize how much E-40 I really listen to until I'm going through Apple Music and scrolling through, and I'm like, damn, there's E-40. And I'm talking albums. I ain't even talking songs. Albums.
All kinds of, man, his albums be having 30 songs too, 40 songs.
Man, we gotta get him in here and find out his recording process, because this shit is ridiculous.
Hey, for real. Slaps too, though. Find a couple gems in there.
Definitely. Always spitting some knowledge. Always learning from his songs. There's always something you can learn from and learn how to step your hustle up. Can't forget about Mac Dre. Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely played a lot of that growing up. Still slapping it to this day.
Yeah, been around all my family, all my cousins, you know what I mean? Watching all them Trill TVs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was for sure slapping some Mac Dre back in the day.
Yeah, that Trill TV, I don't think we're getting another type of DVD like that.
Nah, definitely not. The hyphy movement was something else.
Man, that shit was crazy. And that was like prime acting wild years for me, because I was like 15, 16 during the hyphy movement. So So that shit was wild for sure.
And he's active.
Man, that shit was wild. So we'll leave it at that. Shit was
yep,
wild.
Shit was wild. Oh, man. But yeah, between Too Short and Fabulous, you know, looking back, both of them dudes, they've been doing it for a minute. Still going, still dropping new stuff to this day. To this day. Both of them still going, consistent. Yeah, the longevity, you don't get that too much these days, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these dudes, they fall off after 2 years in the game, if they even make it that far.
Yeah, them one-hit wonders.
Man, for real, get a bag and just, that's it.
Again, taking it back to the Bay Area, when you really look at it, the artists that are the OGs that have been in the game for a long time, you know, what's good about the Bay Area is they're always putting on the younger artists. You know, they're not afraid to work with the new artists coming up and help get them in the game, you know, put them in a position to actually do something.
For sure, to make their own moves.
Yeah, and you don't really see that in a lot of other cities, a lot of other, you know, parts that are coming up. They're not really bringing up those artists and, you know, putting them in the game.
Nah, yeah, that's true, though. The Bay puts on. Tell us a little bit about X-Rated. What he got? What's his story?
Yeah, like I was saying, grew up listening to X-Rated. The Unforgiven album is the one that really put me onto him. It wasn't his first album. It was his second album, but it was the one that really put me onto him. His first album was released in 1992, which is also the same year he was arrested and convicted of first-degree murder. And due to his gang affiliation, he was sentenced to 31 years to life. And he served 26 of those years, and now he's out.
That's crazy.
And while he was locked up, he was still recording. So the album that I'm talking about, The Unforgiven, and multiple other albums were actually recorded while he was locked up. So he found a way to keep the albums coming out.
Damn, that's dedication.
Yeah. And they don't sound too bad. You couldn't tell if you really listened to them and was slapping them.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yep. That's a real hustler right there. Not letting nothing stop you, nothing get in your way of keeping shit coming.
For real. Still gassing.
Yep. So, like I said, he served the 26 years and he got out last year. And since being out, he released an album and some music videos. Album
got right to it.
Yep, right
got
back.
Got right back to it. Yep,
like I
right
said, a real hustler right there.
For real.
The album's called California Dreamin'. And in my opinion, it's a little underrated. You know, X-Rated, if you're not from the area, then you probably haven't acquired that taste yet. His flow's a little different, you know, but it's real bars right there. He's definitely spitting game. I would say, you know, not the same flow as E-40, but similar in the style where, you know, if it's not something you're used to listening to. If you're not used to the flow yet, then you're probably not going to like it the first time you hear it. You're going to have to get used to it, and then boom, you know, you're locked in. Straight game.
Okay.
Yep, so that's X-Rated right there. Definitely looking forward to, you know, anything he's coming out with in the future. I'm definitely locked in.
I hear it. I'm going to have to look out for it, too.
Speaking of albums we're looking forward to, what albums are you looking forward to coming out?
You know, I mean, I'm looking for like a DJ Mustard album or DJ Khaled album, but you know, like would they get all the different artists on there with the different beats? You know what I'm saying? DJ Mustard, he be coming with the slaps. All his beats be knocking.
Slaps.
All them dudes right there from 400 Summers, they all got the gas. So I'm looking for an album from him. And Khaled brings all the stars, you know what I'm saying, together. He brings all the dudes that be gassing on one song. So an album from either one of them would be cool. What about you, Sons? What you looking forward to?
So one album I'm looking forward to that actually is coming out May 8th is E-40, the Curb Commentator, Channel okay. 1. Channel 1. He's you know, obviously
he's
E-40. He's going to
give you another album of just straight game.
Straight game. It's a three-part series. He's coming out with Channel 1, 2, and 3. But the first part of it's Channel 1 coming out by himself.
Okay.
He's not dropping all three at one time like he would typically do. So we got Channel 1 coming out on the 8th.
Does each channel have like a different theme or something? Or what's going on with that?
You know, I think he just gives you so much content that he has to spread it out so you can soak some in. And then by the time you're done soaking that shit in, he gonna drop you another one to soak in.
Man, keep the waves coming, huh?
Yeah, but he's, but like when E-40 drops all his albums, he definitely puts a theme to the albums, you know, like he did
for sure.
The Block Brochure. He did Night Shift, Day Shift on
The Graveyard.
On the Graveyard Shift, all that, you know, there was a theme to all these albums. So
yeah, exactly. That's why I figured with the different channels. I don't know. We'll see if there's themes to it.
Hey, we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, you can't put nothing past E-40.
Nah, that's for sure. You know, for sure, one thing is that there's going to be slaps.
Slaps in game.
Yeah, for sure.
And another album coming out soon that I'm looking forward to would be Stupid Young and Nelly Nell, The Yellow Tape.
Oh, yeah. And I knew Stupid Young. He be coming with the slaps.
Yeah, Stupid Young from Long Beach, Nelly Nell from Stockton. They definitely come in with the slaps. They've been collabing for a while. They got a mixtape out, a couple of videos out, and album coming soon. So looking forward to that for sure.
Okay. Definitely be looking for that one too. All right, those are the albums that, you know what I'm saying, we're looking forward to. But let's talk about some of the albums that just came out. Like what you think about Drake's new album, Dark Lane Demo Tapes.
You know me, not much of a Drake fan.
I feel it.
He definitely got bars here and there. He got songs here and there, but he ain't dropped the album yet that I was like, damn, that shit right there. That's some heat. So I peeped the album. I got one song out of it again. It was the song he remade. He did a remake of Jay-Z's song Cry. The song was called When to Say When.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was the... That was the Drake song that I downloaded, that I kept.
Yeah, he had, man, I was disappointed, you know what I'm saying? Because I like Drake. He'd be having some slaps, you know what I'm saying? His albums are cool, but I was disappointed because the Tuesday Slash song had me fooled. I thought he was going to have an album full of slaps like that, but then he came slow with it. I was disappointed. He had some better albums in his day, I'm not going to lie.
Okay. You was hoping for a little more right foot ups and left foot slides, huh?
You know what I'm saying? I was trying to slide a little more, you know what I'm saying? I thought we was going to be sliding a little more.
Man, you were like, come on, you said either way we was going to slide.
You feel me? That's what I thought, you know what I'm saying? So, that's it. What you think about the Mozzie?
That one I definitely slapped all the way through.
Yeah, that one has some slaps, for sure.
Bars.
And I like that that Can't Let You Go, you know what I'm saying, with the, they have that Eric Ballinger feature with on that Fabulous beat.
Yep.
That Can't Let You Go beat, that shit was cool.
Nah, yeah, definitely. You know, you could always, with Mozzie, you could always feel it. Like, you could always, you know, get into the songs. It's real. And, you know, he coming with that, the lingo he comes with and everything, you know, that the language, the words he uses, you know, it's different. It keeps you into it. It keeps you listening.
Yes, sir. Yep, I hear you. He got the slaps. What about another one? Another sample he did, you know what I'm saying, with the Let Me Love You sample, the Mario one.
Oh, yeah.
From the Hood Beat. Another one on there on the Mozzie album. He had definitely, like you said, slapped that one all the way through.
Yeah.
A couple times, actually. That's a cool album.
So, you know, what's crazy is, like, you know, growing up listening to all these songs, I think I'm on some new shit, some original slappers, and my dad would be like, oh, they remade that song, huh?
For real.
They redoing that. And then, you know, you'd be like, what? This original right here. He came up with this. I'm like, nah. And then you find out it's an old school remake.
What's the
real slapper from the old school.
You got the craziest one you could think of where your pop said something, and you're like, what? That's what song?
You know, it wasn't one of my pops came up with, but the one that I still remember is the California Love Tupac and Dr. Dre. I did not know that shit was a remake, and when I heard the original, I was
crazy,
like,
huh?
Hold the fuck, what is this shit? And then I found out that was the original one that I was listening to.
Think of is it's that Droopy song I'm Loaded, where he sampled the Sade. That's, man, I was slapping.
Okay,
it.
Okay,
it was,
yeah,
the beginning was shit. On And my pops, my mom's like, you listen to Sade? And I was like, what? No, it's Droopy. And then she started playing, and then they showed me the real song. I was like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this shit wild. And then now, starting to make me feel old because I'm seeing everyone remaking songs that I grew up listening to, and I'm like, damn, this shit crazy.
Hey, for real.
Starting to hit that age now, I guess. All right, so we got a special guest with us today. He recently dropped an album called Courtesy Favors back in June 2019, which had features from D-Lo, Mr. Fab, and more. He's currently sitting on over 20 unreleased songs, and his single Won't Leave Me Alone has over 350,000 views on YouTube right now. I'm sure the streaming numbers are up there as well. Nims, welcome to the Pierce Slash Show.
What's up, man? What's up, man? Y'all did y'all homework on me, huh? That's love, man.
Yes, sir. Nah, for sure, man. You've been doing your thing for a minute now. You know, we've been watching. You know, we've been paying attention.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. I'm ready, bro. Like, hell yeah, I'm ready to tell y'all some shit, man. Like, it's been a journey already. It feel like, you feel me? Like,
got some jams. Yeah.
How long you been in the rap game?
So shit, man. I say it was my freshman year in high school. I was 14. I wasn't even in a rap like that. It was crazy because, like, I was honestly just, like, really, like, I ain't have no craft, like, no artistic. Like, on the creative side, like, I was just hella regular. Like, I was just going to school, you feel me? Just, you know, trying to get my diploma and shit. Like, just not doing, like, you know? I was just hella, like, a basic ass, you feel me?
Yeah.
And then my cousin was already in the whole rap scene, you feel me? Like, he was already, like, being the rapper at school, everyone knew him. And we was always, you know, I was always around him. We was in the circle, you feel me? Like, it was all in the circle. One day he goes, hey, we finna have a studio session. Come through. And I pull up to this garage, and we pull up on my other two cousins. And they, like, working on some shit for a mix. And, like, I believe they threw me up on their song. And it was just, like, my first song I ever recorded, like, in the actual studio, you know? Like, even though it was just, like, a little home garage setup, like, that was my first, like, studio experience and shit. Like, you feel me? And that shit was just crazy because, like, when I just got up on the mic, I mean, like, I ain't gonna lie, I was pretty rough at first. Like, you know? It took a while for me to get my craft, like, all good. But something about it just felt right. And then the fact that, like, even my cousin, he, like, you know, came to me and he was like, bro, like, you just need to keep working at it. Like, I feel like you're going to end up dope. You know, something's going to come out of it. And, like, yeah, that's the thing with me. Cool. I felt like I've always been that kind of person where, like, if I focus on something, like, to get better at, like, my consistency always there, especially if I like it. So, like, I just go crazy until I learn that craft and, like, you know, try to be the best at it and shit. Like, that's how it
is. Nah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Been going for a minute since freshman year.
Yeah, bro, it's 8 years, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I'm hella young too, and it's like, I got just put in hella young into the game. So I feel like, thanks to my OGs, like, you feel me? Shout out Mastermind, shout out Skinny Black, shout out Geo Spitz. If it wasn't for my cousins, I would not be rapping because they're the ones that introduced me to that, so.
Yeah, okay. Shout out them for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, who were the first big artists that you was listening to that you was slapping?
That's crazy. I mean, I mean my era, like I say, I was big on 50 Cent, Eminem, okay. Lil Wayne, Akon, Bone Thugs and Harmony, like.
Lloyd Banks too.
He was going crazy, like, on the R&B side and shit. Like, I was into a lot of that shit. Like, I was listening to a lot. Like, man, like, I remember when Soulja Boy hit too. Like, you feel me? Everyone was on Soulja Boy when he hit. Like, you know, like.
Yeah. I can see how you incorporated all that into your flow too, you know, with the you mentioned Akon and Bone Thugs, and you got that, you know, that melody when you flowing, you know, I can hear it, you know.
Yeah, most def. Like I was big on like singers, like I always liked singing and shit, like sometimes rap to me was just like, all right, I got tired of the rap, you just want to hear something more, like, you know. I always thought singers was like dope. Like I was like, damn, I want to learn how to sing, you know, like.
Yeah. And, you know, like RIP Nate Dogg, you know, he's one of the first ones that was, you know, singing with that.
Yeah,
that,
that's West know, that Coast Hook though. King. That's West Coast Hook King. Like, right. He got the, you know, he had that unlocked. Yeah,
for sure, for sure. And then taking it back to those, you know, older days, you know, we're talking about freshman year, you know, prior to that, everything. What was it like growing up in Roanoke Park?
Man, it was cool. I mean, Roanoke Park, pretty small town. So, like, I feel like everybody know each other. And for, like, for the most part, I feel like I was cool with everybody. Because I feel like I know a lot of people here in Roanoke Park. I feel like my town know me pretty good. So, I feel like it was cool. I mean, growing up here, like, you know, it was cool. I feel like I... You know,
and then probably going out.
Everyone
now,
just minds their business. Everyone just minds their business. You know, everyone just minds their business. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
okay.
You know.
Yeah,
cool.
That's cool. That's in the Bay, right?
Yeah, it's in the Bay. It's you know, it's North okay. Bay. It's up there, Santa Rosa, but we still Bay. We still Bay. I mean, okay. Sway. Hey, Sway gave me the confirmation when I was up on Sway, when I told him, "Hey, I'm from Roanoke Park." He said, "Hey, that's still the Bay." So I was like, "All right."
That's still
the Bay. Sway said it. So.
Wow, that's cool.
Hey,
it's confirmed, bro. It's confirmed.
For sure, for Sway. Hey, so when did you start working with D-Lo? How'd you connect with D-Lo?
Man, that was crazy. All right, so...
Hey, D-Lo be gassing, man. D-Lo clean.
Yeah. D-Lo go crazy with it. That's my dog, man. Point blank, his manager, who now is my manager, TB... I reached out on the DM, and he said, yo, I've been following your page for a minute. Big fan of your music. Want you to come and have a session with D-Lo and work on a song with us. I'm D-Lo's manager. And, like, yeah, when I seen that DM, though, it was just kind of like, who is this? Who's RB?
You're like, hey, stop playing with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, who's RB under? Like, you know, everything was just like, this don't add up, you know? Because at the end of the day, I'm like, yeah. I'm from Roanoke Park. I'm like, how the hell did I reach Oakland? And for the, like, how did I even get to, you know, to them ears? Like, how did that even happen? But, yeah. So what I guess he saw me, how he discovered me was I had a song with AKA Frank, who's from Oakland. We made a song called West Coast, and I posted it on his page, and he was following him, and he was just like, who is this kid? Like, he was just like, when he heard that song, I guess he was just like, it was fucking dope. Like, who is it? Like, who are you type of shit, you know? And he just followed me ever since from there, and he saw the shit I was dropping, and he was just like, I had to reach out, like, on some shit like that, you know?
Okay. Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so that was just like, damn, like, you know, coincidence, like, you know, it's crazy, like, what social media could do if you just put your talent up out there, like, you know?
You just got to hit the right ears.
And, yeah, like opportunities are endless out there. You just got to work hard for it.
That's it. Yeah. That's motivation right there, for real.
Yeah.
Cause then now y'all got the slap on Leave Me Alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Over 300K views. What was that studio session like? You know what I'm saying? I know y'all knew that was something special from the
joke. Man, so this is a crazy story. So when I made Won't Leave Me Alone, this song, before I even sent it to D-Lo, was already like, I believe like a 2-year-old song. I had already dropped it.
Okay.
That song had been out. But when my manager discovered me, he heard it and he was like, oh my God, this is such a great song. We need to re-put this, take this down, and let's re-fucking put it out. But D-Lo need to come on the second verse. And I was like, yo, like, that'd be crazy. Because, like,
that's hard.
You know, when I had dropped it by myself, it had reached, like, 20K views. Like, by itself, like, my own push. Like, my own town was fucking with that record. Everyone in my town already knew that record when that shit dropped. Like, so when it dropped, like, on a platform like that, my city went crazy for me. They're like, what? Like, we know this the one. Yeah, we know this the one. Especially with that D-Lo verse. We knew it was the one that we threw a fucking house party. That's what that shit was. We're like, fuck it. Like, the whole city know this song. Like, everyone gets turned when they hear this shit. Like, let's just fucking...
Man, you know? Hey, that one be going, too.
Nah, yeah, that's a real slap. That's definitely like a verified slap right there. That one.
Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah, that's love, man.
Yeah, you got one right
but,
there.
So this is what the studio session was like. That shit, I recorded that shit in my living room on a fucking like little Scarlett interface and the fucking $100 mic. Yeah,
Damn.
them takes that you hear, that shit's out my living room. D-Lo's
Oh,
part.
okay, so you didn't have to re-record nothing. You just took that
Nah,
raw
I
original.
took my originals and sent it to the engineer and he did his thing. And like it was just, the rest was history. D-Lo's was the
Yeah.
only in studio recordings and shit. Like he had the fucking actual, like, he recorded that in the studio. I forget where, but he had that shit in the studio recorded while my shit was from the text from my living room. So that shit just worked out perfectly. And that goes for ADD too. ADD was out my living room as well.
Okay, yeah, that's the one
Oh,
with
okay.
Mr.
That
Fab and
was
D-Lo,
another
right?
hat.
Yeah,
Yeah.
in the Mr. Fab record.
Okay, so same thing with that. You just kind of shot them the records and they recorded it all separately, huh?
Yeah, it was just kind of like on some send back and forth shit.
Yeah, I feel that. So, hitting all these landmarks or those high numbers and stuff like that. I know you hit a lot of stages, killed a bunch of shows.
Yeah,
So what's the
for
wildest shit
sure.
you've seen backstage?
I mean, I wouldn't say like wild. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I've really seen like wild shit. I mean, probably just like some bitches showing their titties and shit, like something like that. But other than that, like I ain't seen nothing like really that crazy. But you want to talk crazy? Like I'm talking after these shows. After these shows, this fucking got crazy.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna
Hey, you
say.
got
That's all
time.
I'm gonna say. After these shows, that's when the shit got really crazy. Like I got like countless times I can say like after these shows, man, we be getting turned. Like,
I feel it. I feel it.
yeah,
And I know
that's
with
crazy.
them, like I said, with that melody you spinning with, I know the girls love a singing nigga, so I mean, they probably
Hey, yeah, I
they
mean, I
hearing
ain't
that
gonna
is up
lie.
there
When I
singing
went on
on
my
it.
first tour, on my West Coast tour with the Andre Nicotina. It was like Andre Nicotina, I believe Filthy was up on that tour. Hustler. We was just in D-Lo, obviously.
Okay.
We were all just, like going through LA, San Diego. We had a Berkeley show, I believe. Like I got
Yeah,
hella
for like a
female
full West
followers
Coast
up from
tour.
those shows.
Yeah.
Yes, like I started getting like females in the DMs from different like towns. Like you feel me, little shawty from Berkeley tapping in, little shawty from over here tapping in. I'd be like, damn, like that's crazy. Like, and they'd be like, oh, I saw you at this show. Like that shit was just like, wow, like this music be reaching, like it's crazy.
For real.
Nah, yeah,
You'd be
definitely, definitely.
surprised.
And then now with this quarantine shit shutting everything down, how's that affected your hustle and your movement and everything like that?
I mean, luckily for me, I can say I don't think it really affected my hustle. But I know people like it, that have affected, like, because at the end of the day, I still be every day I'm working, every day I'm like getting some money. So it didn't
What's
stop it
up?
in that sense, but like, just it sucks to see, people around you and shit. You just be like trying to help and whatnot.
Yeah, probably more like not hitting those tours and the shows, so now it's more like working on your writing and recording and everything
Yeah,
like that,
that's
right?
the, if anything, that's what I'm really like kind of glad in the sense like fuck, like I actually got time to work on my music now, and like it's crazy, like I definitely got some quarantine crazy ass records right now, so I'm excited to show everybody
Ready?
when I do drop some shit because I've been fucking just pushing like hits out lately.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Nice. You got any big features on deck you are working on putting together?
Man, I got a couple, but I'm not gonna, I can't, I
Okay.
ain't, I can't, I ain't gonna speak on them just yet. I just wanna,
You can't disclose that
no,
information?
not yet, not yet, not
All
yet.
right, we
But
go.
I promise you that, you feel me, Pure Slaps, I'm gonna send y'all the exclusives. You feel me? I'm gonna send you just because of this
Oh,
first
okay.
interview. I'm gonna make sure y'all get a first listen to it before anybody else do. You feel me?
All right, for sure,
Yeah.
for sure. We
Love.
locked in like quarantine.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Yes,
sir.
sir. Oh man. Now, so but if you could get anybody, you know what I'm saying, on a song, an artist, and then someone to make the beat, what would be the perfect mix for you?
Man,
Like Money No Object. You can just get any artist.
Yeah, Money
any
No Object. Yep.
I say, I mean, as cliche as it sounds, I mean, fuck, I want a song with Drake.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
Straight to the top.
Let's just get to it. Like,
that's a hit. You said after that one.
I feel that.
Swear to God.
Who making the beat? Who making the beat?
That guy got more hits than the Beatles. Like, come on now. Like,
hey, literally.
Like, come on now.
Hey, for real.
Like, let's make a hit. Let's get this back.
Now, I can see that collab. You know, y'all got a, you know, similar styles.
Yeah, for surely. For surely.
Yep. So, you know, as we kind of touched on earlier, you know, a man that plays a huge part in hip hop from the Bay, appreciates bars. He posted you on his Instagram page. What was it like rapping for Sway?
Man, that was crazy. Like, that's a crazy one because one day I was just sitting up at work on my break. My manager called me. He goes, "Hey, have you heard that Real Sway be letting rappers get up on a live and spit bars?" And I'm like, "Nah, I wasn't even following Sway." I was like, "Damn, like I'm sleep over here. Like I ain't even tapped in like that." So I followed Sway right away, and I seen the next time that he was gonna do that Instagram live show, and I'm like, "I'm definitely gonna get in it." So the day mm-hmm. come by. I hop up in that live, and I swear it was not even more than 30 seconds. I just commented, "Yo, I'm from the Bay Area. I'm just trying to come spit some bars." Like, you feel me? Like, and they pinned a comment. And I was like, "Yo," like, that was just off my first comment on, like, the fucking, you know, like, that shit was crazy. Like, what are the odds, you know?
Nah, yeah, hey, that's dope as fuck, though, because, you know, like Sway, he's one that really,
like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it really just takes people to just come out here to fucking, you know, like shit just happens. I don't know. Like, I just begin, like, I feel lucky, y'all. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, I feel like I do put a lot of hard work, but when it comes to me, I be feeling lucky. Like, damn,
yeah,
like,
hey,
you know?
Sometimes it be like that, time and place.
Hey, it's all about timing.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah,
straight up. I just be, you know, grateful for my blessings,
gotta
bro.
Be on everything. I know that got you hella attention too, hella followers and shit.
Yeah, so when I rap for Sway, like, he was just like, you know, that's
oh,
dope.
Yeah, that's
like, you know, he was just like, that's
yeah,
crazy.
A lot
like,
of artists out there.
Yeah, he knew where I was from too. So
yeah, a lot of artists out there, you know, that's their dream right there, is to just rap for Sway, be on Sway or something like that, and you know, you got to do that. So yeah, definitely, that's a blessing right there.
For real, that's
dope. Yeah, that was definitely a milestone for me.
Yep,
yeah,
not everybody can say that.
Yep. Speaking of Instagram, how many bitches in the DM right now?
Oh, kinds of them.
y'all trying to catch me up on this podcast. Y'all trying to catch me slipping.
Oh, man. It's all good.
Nah, not even like that. Hey, this is all I can say. We all friends up in the DM.
I
mean,
we
all get along.
We all get along. Not a long time, huh?
We all cool. Yeah, exactly. We all cool. We all cool.
Man. Nans, we appreciate your time, man. When can we expect a new slap or new album?
Man, I got a video on the way for a single I called Outside, man. Y'all gonna love it. I know y'all gonna love it. It's a real slap for, I feel like, this quarantine right now, because the song's called Outside, and I'm talking the whole time like I really be out here outside. You feel me? Fuck.
While everybody's locked
nothing gonna
inside.
Stop my grind type of shit.
Man.
Yeah. I'm out here outside still, you feel, doing what I does. And honestly, when they lift this order, I know they're gonna be slapping shits. Like, everyone's gonna be like,
"We outside."
We outside, so I think that's where I was going with it.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's dope.
I definitely feel that, and we're gonna be looking forward to that.
I got that on the way, and then I got Bad One on the way, and that's like, I think one of the biggest singles I think that I'm about to drop. Like, I'm probably gonna put like a whole big video behind that.
Hell
you know, come out with something dope.
Looking out for those.
I got Yeah, I got my people up at Redwall. Shout out Redwall Studio. Shout out Cisco. They'll be taking care of me out there. Shout out Redwall. We're gonna be working on something dope for y'all pretty here
Yes,
soon.
sir.
For sure. We definitely gonna be tuned in. We locked in. You already know. And before we let you go, can we get some bars?
It's all good. It's all
All
good.
right, whenever you're ready.
Hey. All right. I said, my life take twists and it turns. Young kid from the burbs, and I make the best from the worst. I got it out of the dirt. My 2 feet be muddy. They mistake me for funny. I still flex with all this money. I still break through they shade because my spirit is sunny. Keep it lit for my brothers who with me. I never folded or gave up when the odds were against me. I kept busy, got the bags in my hands. My palms is itchy. I want to be like Bruce Wayne and run the whole city. They don't understand the real. Got them Rosetta Stone. Fuck bad acquaintances and company. Rather be alone. I shoot my sign. Ain't to kill two birds with one stone. I feel like I'd be better off when they just leave my ass thinking all alone. Yeah, you can see through my eyes. I've been patient for too long.
Man, on the spot,
Okay, that
vocal
sounds
like that,
real
right
right there.
there.
I'm
Ready up. Make sure
Hey,
you guys follow
stay
my guy
ready
right
because they
here.
gotta get ready. You feel me?
Make sure y'all follow him at
Hey,
Who
much
Nim,
love, Pure
Instagram,
Slabs. Much
Twitter.
love to Pure Slabs.
Find him
Yes,
on
sir.
YouTube.
Shout out, Brian.
Appreciate it,
Shout out,
man.
Pure
You too, bro.
Slabs. All right, man. Thank y'all for having me.
We appreciate you stopping by.
All right, man. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, bro. Appreciate y'all, man. I'm gonna send y'all those exclusives like I said, bro. Don't
Yes,
even
sir.
trip. I
Tap
got
in.
y'all.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right, now
Yep.
we're gonna play a little game called Who Put You On, where I'm gonna tell you a song that I've been slapping. I think it's a real slapper,
What?
and I don't think you guys heard it yet. And then the Gober's gonna put you guys on a song. And I want you guys to tell us at the Pure Slap Show, who
Let
put
me
you
know.
on? Was it me or was
I'm
it the
gonna put you
Gober?
on something right now.
Signs
Go ahead,
or the
Signs. You go
Gober?
first.
All right, if you want the winner to go first, all right, the song called Black. That's BLAP. Black by Jay Worthy. Featuring P-Lo and Jaquan. It's off Jay Worthy's new album, Two for One. It was released earlier this year. That's a slapper right there. Look no further. I just put y'all on.
Beyond this plan,
Okay,
this
okay,
plan.
okay. What you got, Rod? All
All right, I got a real slap for you.
right, go ahead.
All right, so this one's by Too Short, featuring T.I., E-40, and Adrian Marcel.
Okay.
How to Be a Player, off Too Short's album in early 2019, called The Pimp Tales. Go ahead and slap that. I just put you on, sir.
All right, so let us know who put you on at the Pure Slap Show. So that's going to wrap up episode one of the Pure Slap Show. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Follow us on Instagram at the Pure Slap Show and follow your host at Slap Show Signs and Slap Show Goer.
Yes, sir.
Shout out Nims for coming through, and thanks y'all for
Woo.
tuning in. We'll see you next time.